You're listening to the Chip Chipperson Podcast on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Fuck yeah!
There you are. Gorgeous.
I don't see him. Oh, there he is.
E-Rock.
Hold on a minute, babe. I'm just putting trousers on. I'm at my friend's house, though.
I'd prefer you to Daffy or Donald Duck it. Donald Duck it.
I'm at my friend's house. So, all right. So I got to kind of make sure. Hold on a second. My hat's all fucking things up. What's the matter? Why is that happening?
Damn, you look good, babe.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate it. Hold on. My fucking hair, dude, don't look all right. Ryan?
Nice. I'm having one made for myself right now.
All right, everybody's in the room. Welcome aboard to the Chipperson Chip Army meeting. Brian, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. I've missed you, Chip, terribly.
But you're too busy. I tried asking you, and you're like, I'm doing something.
That's true. I never thought I'd see the day when I was too busy for Chip, but it did happen that one time. But I'm back.
You're back
and fully committed.
And Christina, welcome back to the program. It's been a while because I can only have three other people a week. You look good, babe.
Thank you so much. I thought that I'd put on a little rouge for you, Chip, because you know you're so big time now. I don't even know what I'm like fangirling over you.
Well, it's understandable, and believe me, there's a lot to talk about what's going to happen at TBS, and of course, one of my favorite people in the whole world, fucking. Do you prefer being called Eric? Or would you prefer E-Rock? Would you prefer Nagel? Would you prefer E to the N? It's up to you, babe. I'll call you whatever you want.
E-Rock's fine.
All right. What's up, E-Rock? You got a nice setup. Me and you are the only professional. Oh, yeah. Brian's got a good one. I guess all three of us are professionals. Christina's just kind of hotting it up over there all sexy.
I'm basically sitting in a closet in my house.
Oh, cool. You bump into Norton, say hello.
It looks like she's camgirling it in her teenage bedroom.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
It's the spare room / closet / office / I need a bigger house.
Is that where you go? Is that where the cat will play when the husband's away?
The cat passed away, but I did
get a- your pet died?
We had a death, yes, but then in the same week we had a birth. So
hold up, babe. E-Rock, before I get to you, let's address the beauty of what's going on here. One dies, and the next one, my mother would always say that. One time I had a turtle, and it was this big, and Lamar got a little bit drunk, and the turtle didn't make it. He put it in the freezer and just slowly watched it freeze to death, and he laughed about it. But my mother said, another one will come, Chipper.
So what came?
Nothing. But I'm sure that there was another turtle somewhere. So talk to me, babe. What happened? How'd your cat die?
He passed away from heart failure, but he was 16 and a half.
Oh, wow.
Very good life, but he passed away, sadly, unexpectedly from heart failure.
How did you know it was his heart? Did he grab his little heart and go, Elizabeth, I'm coming!
That's a big one.
Actually, his little foot... they stopped working because he got paralyzed from the blood clot. So it was really.
Oh, crazy. Shit. Should have put a little Superman cape on that mug. I'm sorry to hear it.
what's the birth?
E-Rock wants the good question. E-Rock, ask.
Well, we got a puppy, and his name is Marty. And he's the cutest thing in the world. I don't have him with me right now, but he's.
Where
adorable.
Is he?
He's in the living room with my husband.
You're still married?
I am still married, yes.
The fuck?
Sorry.
Do you fear for your pet safety, like, say, Chip may have when he was a boy? Or is your house a safe haven?
Now that we're quarantined, I do feel a little safer. However, the other day I watched a bunny get taken away by a hawk, and it really, stuck with me for several hours.
How fucking hilarious. I hope there was a family running after it, yelling its name. Whatever the bunny's name was. Oh, Hank. Hank. I had a bunny named Hank.
Or maybe the bunny's name was Mom.
Yeah, the hawk carried it away. So what happened? What was the bunny doing? Were you talking about that video that they let when the family let the rabbit go?
No, I was walking. I was on one of my walks trying to get 10,000 steps, and all of a sudden, up and away. There was his little legs were just dangling in the air like this. I really effed me up, Chip.
Oh, man. You know what I would have done? I would have taken apples and tried to hit the little bunny as he was being carried away.
Just knock him right out of the sky?
Yeah, or just hit his feet. Give him the illusion of rescue. Then he realizes he's being pelted with fruit before he's eaten alive. Fucking piece of garbage rabbit.
Like you're garnishing him before he goes.
Yeah, you're giving the bird something tasty to spread on him. Here you go. Why don't you fucking try a little apple on him? Speaking of Hawk, E-Rock, what's up with you? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know, Chip. You've been, I'm not in your league anymore. You know, you're up on this upper echelon with TBS and your comedy career. I mean, look at your house. I mean, who can afford a house on a regular person's salary unless you're a superstar?
In fairness, this isn't mine. This is the Trump mansion. And what happens when Donnie's away, he always tells me, Chipper, if you need it. And I'm like, I won't make any mistakes and get fired. You know, he gets a kick out of it when I say that. So, yeah, you've been watching the TBS thingy, Rock?
I have. I've been very impressed with how well you're doing. I mean, it's no surprise. I just thought because, you know, television usually – they already pick out who they think are going to be the winners. And then I thought Chip was going to be railroaded, but you're breaking all the odds here and you're killing it.
So far, so good. I don't know when this one's going up on Patreon soon and then on YouTube a week later. So by the time most people see this, the episode will have just aired. I'm sure they'll have watched me fucking kill. And I'm sure I'm moving on to the next round. Believe me. If not, there's going to be a problem. The Chip Army will rise.
E-Rock, I know you're a huge fan of Chip as well, but when somebody becomes very like mainstream and popular with the at large, right, it's hard to keep up. Like, do you feel any of your love for Chip will fade, or you'll embrace it?
No, if anything, it'll probably go tenfold because this is just the beginning. Once he wins that, then, you know, there's going to be T-shirts, there'll be Funko Pops, there'll be all kinds of merchandise stuff. He'll be doing comedy tours.
And the good thing about Chip is that he doesn't forget about the little people, you know, the people that that helped him get there along the way. He's loyal through and through.
That's right. They can carry my luggage. I would love to have some friends carry my luggage.
Honored to.
Yeah. Chip's a whole entourage is he's cash and they're carry.
That's right. There you go. And E-Rock, you're absolutely. See, the thing is this. I ain't changed a lot. I mean, I don't use dirty words anymore because TBS might not like it. But when I wasn't on, I started telling them TBS, it means that's bull sugar. I think that rocked them to their core. You got a nice setup, E-Rock. Where are you? Home? Are you in a real studio? What's happening?
This is my studio that I use for my radio show.
What's your radio show?
I do a show called It's Eric Nagel over on iHeartRadio. Used to be on Sirius. Now it's been over there for the last 3 years. And I do Brian and I do our Compound Media show from here, too.
So wait a minute. Hold on a second. How come I haven't been on the radio show? Oh, God damn it.
Because whoever you have booking your stuff never responds to me.
Oh, wait a second. That's wrong. Hold on. Hold on a second. There's a technical glitch.
Must be a green screen problem.
No, it's no green screen. I'm in fucking Trump's house. But what happens is sometimes the light bounces off of that and reflects what's behind me.
That house has kind of like a shining effect going on there.
Yeah, it really does. It's got a nice vibe here, too. You should have seen like fucking clogged up the toilet. DT was none too happy.
Solid gold houses do have some drawbacks, I guess.
Yeah, right. They really do. The toilet's always cold, but I love taking a shit here.
Do they have a bidet, Chip?
What's that?
Do they have a bidet?
I don't know. I know that one of the toilets don't work. They got one next to each other, and one of them don't have a seat, and I can't flush it, so I just take big shits, and the logs just kind of lay there, and the water bubbles up next to them.
Chip.
Do they have
to spray yourself with that.
I did. I got a drink of water, but the water had to pass my log. I was not happy. Well, Brian, I'm sorry.
I know they have a bidet, but he's so rich. Does he also have a benight?
Oh, wait, no. How about, does he have a, what is he from Australia? Bidet. E-Rock, bidet improvs. Go ahead, take the ball and go.
Throw another shrimp on the Badarby.
Boom, right there. Perfect. Got the Australia thing. Christina, you've been fucking tossing them back. Boom, now. Pop out with one.
Good day, good sir.
That's fucking nice. All right, babe, I'll take it. I love her smile. I missed it. Chippa brings out the best in Christina.
Just want to donate coins to her and see what else she'll do next.
I know. We should put some fucking money in your bed and fucking cake from the Chippa. Then we'll see.
Oh, I'm not even there to wipe the spittle. I can't stand it.
What, babe? My favorite part. Oh, is it, can you see it? I'm sorry. Hold on a minute. Oh, hold on.
The hat looks like from the Dish Network, like they put on your roof.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I stole this from the set of Cape Fear. I can now philosophize you.
If he gets that excited just over talking about money, what happens at the end of the TBS show when he wins? They bring him out, the confetti's everywhere, the audience, they got to give him the big, gigantic check. How are you going to control yourself?
Dude, I'm going to be fucking calm, cool, and I've already got, I'm working on the speech now. I'm going to say, we all knew I was going to run over these pieces of garbage, and it's about time. And I want to walk into the room like Fredo in The Godfather. That's how I want to enter the room.
Chip, so you win this thing, right? We all know that's going
to
happen.
Sure.
You know, it's just the opportunities are going to be limitless for you after this. Are you going to do like Rodney did and give younger comics or an upstart comics a chance? Are you going to do like a young comedian special hosted by Chip Chipperson?
That's a great idea. You know, I haven't thought of it because there were some young comedians that would say Chip, oh, and I would always go, fuck you, and block them. But I'm like, that's probably not the most magnanimous attitude. So I started talking to him. Yeah, maybe I'll do a young comedian special. But they got to give fucking Chipper a little piece of the action.
Oh, so they got to pay to be on the special.
Well, all of the spoils that they get after the exposure, I'm thinking like maybe a 60-40 split in daddy's favor, I think, would be fair.
You're like a Jewish record producer in the 50s.
You know what? Don't let my mother hear you say that. Oh, shit, but those people love a dollar. Oh, my mother forbade me. I was not allowed to associate with anyone who did not worship our Lord and Savior.
Okay, so it wasn't just record contracts you weren't allowed to sign. It was in general.
In general, yes, they must acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. My mother would always say that. She was a marvelous woman. She still is. She ain't dead. So, E-Rock, talk to me. How's things over at Compound Media?
They're going good. They're going good. We managed to keep everything running during this horrible quarantine that's going on. All our shows are doing well, and we're coming back from vacation, I think, next week.
You guys are on vacation.
Yeah, we haven't had anything off since Christmas, so this is the first time we're taking off.
Nobody's seen Anthony in weeks.
No.
Oh, has he been gone for love burping in the mic. Great radio. So let me ask you, how long has Anthony been gone for? I ain't talked to him.
Yeah, he's living it up out in the Hamptons right now.
Nice. Oh, fucking great. Fucking, what's he doing? Is he on a boat?
He's on Keith's boat. He's enjoying some fine dining. He's enjoying the lovely beaches out there. And who knows? Maybe he runs into our old pal who has a house out there as well.
Ah, maybe. That'd be really nice. Oh, boy, Anthony went into hiding. As soon as Ghislaine Maxwell got picked up, Anthony flew out to the Hamptons.
You think he has to be concerned?
What's that?
Think he has something to be concerned about?
Nah, she would never associate with him. She'd be like, ah, you're swarthy, you have hair like Carmine Ragusa. Get away from me, you fucking obnoxious radio drunk. She wouldn't associate with a man of lower stock. Christina, what were you saying, babe? Your hair is so pretty. I could just fluff it for an hour.
It's so 70s style, right, Chip? It looks awesome.
Isn't she the best? I want her to come in fucking singing a Melanie song. I got a brand new da-da-da-da, even though that's the 60s.
I was just wondering if you like the water, if you like to, do you like to go on boats and stuff like that?
Yeah, I like the water a lot. I like to dangle my feet in the water, but I've had some traumatic experiences. Like I went to my uncle's house and he had eels in the water and I didn't know it. We were in the pool and all of a sudden I heard, hey, be careful, there's an eel back there. And all of a sudden, I felt it going under my trunks and into my backside. Lucky he was there to pull it out.
Wow.
And not put it in?
No, the eel was in there for a little while, and I could hear him going, I'm going to take the eel out soon. Just mind your manners. Mind your manners.
Was this a pool or a pond? It's easy to confuse the two.
No, this was a pool. That's why I was so odd that there was an eel in there. It was one of those little wading pools you sit in.
So a child's pool.
It was so crazy. The water only came up to my my shins.
Yet somehow an eel made its way in.
Sure did. Fucking, you should have seen me bent over the fucking collapsible pool. My fucking face was in the grass. All the goddamn water was leaking out.
It running out on the sides.
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah, going to get the eel out of there. It was very uncomfortable.
Fuck. It would be like the scene in Stand By Me where they come out of the pond and it's just all over them. And they have
on the penis.
Yeah.
Right on the wait, what did they have?
Leeches.
Leeches, yeah. You know, George Washington, is that why they want to take his statue down? Because he would use leeches?
What did he use them for?
What was he using it for?
I think they did that to clean the blood back then or for like injuries back then. And they said George Washington used them or something. I don't know what for, but they want to take a statue down. I'm guessing that's what it was.
It's either the leeches or the slavery thing, probably.
Oh, are people mad at him for that?
Yeah, I think the leeches are more pressing right now, but you never know if they may discover that as well.
Yeah, that's a tough one to talk your way out of if you're George. You know, looks like he's coming off the old dollar bill. I don't give a fuck.
I like that they're destroying all these statues. It makes more room for Chip statues, I think. Sergeant Major Chip, why would we not have one in every city?
Dude, you know what?
Now, yeah.
That we joke about it, but I've already been posing for like victory statues in front of TBS. Yeah, I think a Chipperson statue. How do you feel about the statues, E-Rock?
Oh, are they going to be, like, what are they made of? Are they going to be bronze? Like a classic bronze statue that, you know, handles the weather and everything outside?
Yeah.
Are you going to have clothes on in these statues, or are they going to be like the Statue of David, you know?
Oh, no, he had a tiny pecker. They always had, the little Roman and the Greek statues always had tiny peckers. Chipperson will require a lot of marble.
They were modeling when it was cold.
And little peckers, big muscles, great warriors, tiny peckers. So, E-Rock, how's life? I really miss you.
I miss you too, Chip. I don't know when I'll – I mean, it was great to get this invite. I don't know when I'll see you again after the TBS stuff happens and COVID's done and you're out touring. I don't think I'll ever see you again. I just got to follow you on your Patreon like I've been doing.
I feel bad that you gotta, you know, I tried to figure out how to give, I'm like, can I give away some, but they don't have a system for that on purpose. I can always send you the videos. Well, I don't want you to pay.
Chip helped me out. We talked about it. I said, I see you have a Patreon. I want to sign up for it. And he said, yeah, no problem. I'll help you out. And I signed up and now it charges me double what everybody else gets charged for.
And it's still worth it.
It's still worth it.
That's the right attitude. I'm just looking at my pecker. Hold on. Sometimes something burns in the hole. I don't know what it is.
I look like a Greek right now.
Oh, yours is all tiny. You still got the same young girlfriend?
I do, except now she's a fiance.
Oh.
Who? Mm-hmm.
You know, that, what, fuck. Mary Beth, that's her name.
That's a nice, wholesome name.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wholesome name. You said she doesn't like it when you shower, right?
She doesn't like it when I shower. She likes a sweaty guy, and she's what's known in the parlance of our times, a cum slut.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Lucky man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was dating a cum slut. At least I thought she was. And boy, that's a mistake you don't want to make.
She corrected you rather quickly.
Yeah, she did when she screamed, it's in my eyebrows and my hair. I thought she'd love it. I pulled it out. Fucking shot it right in her eyebrows and her hair. But I shouldn't have pulled it out from the back. Things were ugly.
Oh.
Yeah, it gives it a color and texture that many girls don't like.
They don't care for it.
You try to make it look like Something About Mary and it comes out like Spike from Gremlins.
Yeah, it was all in the eyebrows and it kind of looked like she had Botox. She was very unhappy.
Some would appreciate that. I'm going to be 40. I would.
Would you really? Well, don't you sound like the perfect...
Sure. Sure.
Oh, we misunderstood each other, babe.
No, a little free Botox. I got what you said.
That was almost a Three's Company moment where, like, there was a big mix-up. Remember there was a big mix-up when they're like, oh, no, I thought Janet was doing that. And she goes, no, Jack's having a heart attack behind the couch. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
They Mr. all went down for a pint of batch in Larry's hair.
Larry was the best. And yeah, they all went down to the Regal Beagle. I would have went down there and hung out with fucking Larry because all that guy wanted to do is get puss. How about you? Would you have fucked Mrs. Roper? I'd have stuck it in.
Why not? I mean, if there was any
why not
character good to go, yeah. It was Mrs.
Mr.
Roper.
Roper's problem? Why was he always so annoyed? Him and Andy, why are they always so annoyed that their wives want to have sex with them? I mean,
who's the other one, babe? Who's the other one?
Oh, Al Bundy.
And also, Al Bundy. I don't know just what's wrong with Peggy. Why is he so annoyed every time she wants to jump on top of him? I mean, like, he should be welcoming that. Why not?
He probably should. I mean, I know why. What? Hold on. Fix your hair, Daddy. Mrs. Roper. Here's the problem. Norman Fell. Norman Fell had a little fucking part in The Graduate. You think he played the landlord. And when you fucking look, you could see it was Dustin Hoffman's landlord or the lady's landlord. That's a bit of Norman Fell trivia. And I'm trying to start the Norman Fell trivia podcast. It's 4 hours a week of Norman Fell questions and impressions and tales and what ifs.
Was he all right when he got up?
What? You almost fucking had me. I love when I do this. Yeah, for those about to wreck. That's your name. I look like right. Fucking the AC/DC singer. Black and black.
You're going to have to speak up. I can't hear you.
Chip, if you're such a big Norman Fell fan, you should probably do an homage. Like, you should recreate the Roper's opening for the Chip.
That would be nice. Da-da-la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I prefer the theme song from the actual show.
No, I'm talking where he's dancing with the plunger.
Oh, I like that. I tried that one. Somebody Abner Louimed me.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I'll put on a movie, Chip. I'll volunteer for that.
Will you really?
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
You'll give me the old plunger?
I don't recall the protests surrounding that when you got the plunger, Chip.
No, there was no protest. It was just me crawling to the car feeling like a goose. I laid in the back of the station wagon and my mother drove me to the emergency room. She said, mind your P's and Q's, Chipper. Mama's got a headache.
So she was annoyed with you even though you'd undergone a violent sexual assault.
Yeah, because I was bleeding all over the back of the station wagon and she was knitting Lamar a flag.
Okay.
What kind of flag?
Cuban. He just wanted a Cuban flag.
You had to stop off at Cloth World for some more yarn.
Yeah, and then since she was knitting it wrong, she did it upside down. He called her a stupid bitch, and he burned a flag in my living room.
Maybe the flag wasn't what he was looking for. Maybe it was just one letter too many.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to lag because he felt that slow internet was the way to go. TBS friendly.
Definitely.
So, Christina, how's your wine, babe?
Oh, it's delicious.
I think she needs to be topped off a little bit. That's
Yeah, she's a fun one. Christina's a fun one when she gets a few belts in
her. When somebody brings the entire bottle into the room rather than just a glass, that's a partier.
That's a fucking good girl.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it's quarantine. This is the way of quarantine.
So let me ask you, babe. Do you like being married just between
us? I love being married. Between us, I love being married. It's wonderful. Yeah.
But how long has it been?
It's been a year and 3 months.
That's way too long to wait for sex. Babe, you guys are not compatible.
Who said anything about waiting for sex? There's no waiting around here.
Oh, he said, how long has it been? I thought he meant for that.
No, for how long we've been married. But listen, you know, the timing just wasn't right for you and I, Chip, and I took another plunge. I'm on my second round, and so far, so good.
Damn it, but what if it doesn't work? Then all of a sudden, old Chipperson might be the best option.
You're batting cleanup.
Well, maybe, and then we'll share many years of delicious bouillabaisse. I look forward to it. You know, if something happens here, whether it be, you know, divorce or death.
But I feel like I'm yesterday's tomatoes. Like I'm just sitting out there. Old Chippy can wait in the rain. No, I don't think so.
You save the best for last.
That is true.
Third time is the charm, Chip.
There you go, E-Rock. Thank you very much. I fall and you pick me up. That's why we're friends.
Chip, how long, like how old can she get before the interest isn't there anymore?
Yeah, I'll always be interested.
Always. All right.
Yeah.
Strong statement.
What are you, 40 years old?
Almost. Yeah. November.
Oh, that's nice. Gross. Aging like fine wine.
What's your favorite part about being married? What do I have to look forward to?
Oh, well, I mean, everything is really good, especially in quarantine. That's how you know that I'm like super happy with him, because like we don't fight about anything but the kids. So it's everything is good about marriage. We're just having him there. You know, I fall asleep on the couch and it's, he's still there when I wake up. It's awesome.
Okay. Wait, you fight about the kids?
No. But I'm saying like the kids are like the only thing I would say that like is the only thing that I'm like, make them pick their shit up. And he's like, oh, pick your shit up. You know?
Oh, they're not your kids.
Yeah. So it's, you know, you have to like walk that fine line of don't be a step monster, but still keep your house clean. It's
tough. A lot of times, when someone is dating a parent, they're not nice to the kids. Not that Lamar and Reggie were cruel to me. I was never beaten with a 2x4 when the Eagles didn't cover the spread.
Oh, no.
No, I never got beat.
Stepfathers?
No, they were just friends of my mother, but they would come over and watch the ball game. One time they sold it like the television, like Gator. But yeah, they would always come over and watch TV. E-Rock, you got your show later, right?
Yeah, we do.
Wait, together you do it, or just who do you do this one with? How many shows you got? Fucking Eric, two shows.
I got the one. I have Would You Kindly with Brian Johnson at Compound Media, and then the other show I have another cast and crew of people for iHeartRadio.
Wait a minute, you got a cast and crew? All right, so you're like, how often do you and fucking BJ do your show?
We do Would You Kindly once a week.
Would You Kindly? Now, what's that show about? Not a program I have not been invited on to. What is, Would You Kindly? What is that about?
You're always welcome, Chip.
Sorry.
Two older guys, getting annoyed with the outside world.
Oh, just talking about life. How long is it? 7-8 hours?
Sometimes, but usually we try to bring it in about an hour. That seems to be enough.
Oh, that's nice. You on Patreon?
No,
so. We're not. I don't think we could get the kind of hits on Patreon that Chip does. And Cameo. Your Cameo is a runaway Cameo success, Chip. Congratulations. Cameo. My mind.
Thank you. Here's the fun part. Fucking stupid Edgar started one, $68 to undercut me. Fuck you, Mellencamp. And then finally, stupid Norton decided, I'll do Cameo, make a few dollars. And he's doing it. Do you know how happy I am that I'm the fucking star of this fucking apartment.
None of these guys are doing Chip numbers.
No. No, Norton's not even doing Edgar numbers. Nobody wants to hear your sincerity, you blinking idiot, Jim.
Chip did a cameo for the girl that's on my show. A friend of hers got a Chip cameo for her.
Oh, shut up. Coda must have been fucking sopping.
Couldn't even do the show that day. She just couldn't stop.
Oh, wow.
Fuck, yeah. She probably sat down and it looked like somebody fucking spilled French onion soup on the seat.
Oh, that's exactly.
It was actually on your show when you were out in Los Angeles.
Oh, which girl is this that's on your program?
Her name is Zia.
XIA?
Yep.
Let me look her up. Oh, she's fucking hot.
You sent her a nice little birthday cameo that seemed to have gone on about 7 and 8 minutes about how she should be her husband.
Oh, is she married? Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. She thought about it long and hard.
Nice.
If Christina doesn't, do the right thing and end her marriage for you, then maybe you could talk to Zia and see if she'll do it.
Yeah, Christina, it really bothers me.
It bothers you. Why?
Because I need a girl like you. Just a girl that smiles and like wouldn't help mind helping me carry my luggage. And the girl.
Yeah. I'd pack your luggage and then carry it for you.
You could hold my camera while I'm doing videos.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, why did the first one end?
Well, I mean, like, I was 26 and dumb, and then...
Uh-oh, mine's 26, but smart.
Yeah. So you aged out?
Huh?
Did you age out? Is that why he ended it?
No. We just, we should have never got married. Like, we just got engaged right out of college and should have never been married. And it was a young person's immature decision, you know?
I'm just trying to figure out how Chip can get in there on this marriage and sort of drive a wedge, you know?
Honestly, the only thing that he can do is, you know, hope for death, because I'm not going anywhere with this one. He's a good one. He built a deck from looking at a YouTube video. I mean, come on.
Exactly. You don't need that. He's going to be sweating, getting splinters in your cooter. No, deck builders are no good. He's going to smell like varnish. Who needs a man to smell like varnish?
Chip, have you ever built a deck in your life or even thought about it?
Not at all. If I want a deck, I take out my pecker and I show a woman and I'm like, build a deck and I'll let you smell this puppy.
Is that right? Puppy.
I'm not handy.
Chip, you may have a shot with Brian's fiance then. She likes sweaty men who's working hard and all.
Yeah, but we don't look alike. She likes a hairy guy, a guy with a beard. I don't bring that to the table. And a lot of girls have told me that my anus, the term they've used, reeks of mushroom.
Oh,
Yeah.
Portobello or magic mushroom?
I've never gotten a specific. Said, is it? I did ask, is it the type that gets you high? And she slammed the door in my face.
It's the underside of a rotting log.
Yeah, that was probably more like it. Smells woodsy, hen of the woods.
But Chip, I mean, that doesn't mean that you can't get in on some action with us. You know, like, even if you don't look like me, you saw No Country for Old Men. Fuck, I can't remember the name of the movie, but they have attachable beards that look almost exactly like mine.
Ooh. Oh, brother, ZZ Top. What's that?
Yeah. I said, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That's the movie. The Soggy Bottom Boys. They put on fake beards.
Yeah.
It looks just like this.
So, Brian, are you saying that you want Chip to be involved like a threesome scenario, or are you looking to be cuckolded by Chip?
You know what? Wherever the night takes us, it's Chip. It's
his
world.
Don't have any expectations. Just right, go exactly. With
it. I'm the cuckold master, believe me. Fucking Bull Chipperson.
I want Chip to humiliate me on my wedding night.
Yep, I will. I'll walk right in there. I'll wave my pecker all over the house. I'll take a big shit on the Jaws poster. Fucking start a fire.
I'm not sure if you know, Brian, but Chipperson is an ordained minister. So, I mean, perhaps...
Hold on, babe. Your internet's crapping out. You got to say that again.
I said Chipperson is an ordained minister. So, perhaps he can marry you. I don't know if you know.
Yep.
I did know. I understand that he married someone else or married someone else.
Kind of married.
Mistakes were made. A learning experience.
We made the divorce very smooth.
Yeah.
So now look, have him officiate your wedding. And then on the wedding night, you can let Chip do his business.
He can consummate it like Prima Nocta in Braveheart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like Caligula.
Right. Yeah.
We both like that, right? You fucking fist in the Lord.
Yeah.
Open your eyes, Proculus. And then he fucking shoves it in his ass and fucks Livia. That's the way I fucking do it.
And they serve the food to his wife right after it. That's
on his wedding night.
That's a wedding night to remember.
It sure is. Blessed by Caligula. I mean, that is a nice way to do it. Big ring in your hiney with fucking... Oh, that was so cute. I laughed all the way through it. I seen it in the theater with my ma.
We call you Cachipula.
Chipigula.
Wait, hold on, Caligula. How about, Cachipula's kind of nice. So let me ask you something. Is this show you do on fucking, on Clear Channel, is it? iHeart?
iHeart, yeah.
How many days a week?
Just one day a week with that one.
Okay, one day a week and you got your one day. Now, Brian, you're on Patreon. Are you doing things on comic books? I know you like comic books.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm writing a comic right now for it. It's like exclusive to Patreon people. We do a lot of video, Chip. People seem to really like video.
What's the comic book about? Because I got like so many comic book ideas.
Oh, yeah. This comic book is about a guy who goes into hell to chase down some Nazis.
Oh, that's cool. All right. That's really cool. I was doing one about Nazis, but it's different than yours.
Was it about?
It was called Hans the Garage Employee, and he wound up being a guy. He just fixed engines, and he worked on Hitler's car for 6 years, but it was before he took over. It's all about Hitler's car trouble.
Prior to him seizing control.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing about Jews or Nazis. It was just Hitler's car. He always had trouble with that goddamn car. He would always complain and throw his arms up. It's really kind of a cute comic book.
Wasn't that car in Ripley's Believe It or Not or something like that? Or it traveled for a while?
I don't know. I think people are complaining about it, though, because I made it a Saturn. I don't know what kind of car he drove. So I gave Hitler a Saturn, and they're like, they didn't exist back then, Chipperson.
Mm-hmm. His was Mercedes, right?
Oh, there you go. That's why they were complaining. I fucked it up. Yeah. But so I just changed the emblem. Go ahead, babe. What's up?
Maybe it was Hitler from the future.
Future Hitler. Well, he works for Compound Media.
That's present Hitler.
How come you're not on the Bodhi Rock? They love you.
Yeah, I'm not going out and doing much with all of this going on.
Are you scared of the coronavirus?
Yeah, I'm not really too big a fan of... I wasn't too big a fan of going out to places anyway. So now this just gives you the perfect reason. Like, hey, I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to go and socialize with people and... being like in a crowded movie theater or a restaurant.
Are you liking this whole thing? Are you liking this whole fucking just kind of being home thing?
To a point. You know, I do miss being able to, I guess you can go out and about now, but.
Oh, I do.
You know, going to the stores and stuff is fine, but yeah, I'm not really looking to go to a bar or to clubs or any of that shit. That doesn't interest me. So this really isn't affecting me too much.
Yeah, I know. The fucking clubbing gets people. I was down in fucking Miami, and I came back, and I hugged all my aunts. Rotten old bags.
How are they doing health-wise?
Better than I had hoped. Because my one aunt has got 1,400 in the bank. We'll fucking cake for Chipperson as soon as she fucking drops dead.
Have you been wearing your mask?
What's that?
Have you been wearing your mask?
Yeah, but I accidentally borrowed Norton's and there was a hole cut in the mouth area. I'm like, oh, for Pete's sake, Jim.
Kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, it sure does. But nah, I'm a never masker. Because you should have seen me in Costco throwing a fit, tipping over fucking carriages. I'm like, I ain't wearing no mask. I'm an American. They're like,
You're a patriot.
I'm a fucking patriot. I ain't wearing no mask.
Were they okay with it? You throwing a fit like that? Were like, all right, just, you know, keep to yourself as you continue shopping? Or did
they- No, the security guard pushed the cart back so hard that I got spleen damage and had to go to the hospital.
Maybe you can sue them.
Yeah, you got a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably do, right? But we filmed it, but I just deleted it because I was like, it was embarrassing.
Taking up too much memory.
Yeah, that was it. I like to film my shits and send them to girls on Tinder after they reject me.
We know another guy, right, who likes to film other people's shits.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, that's always a bad move. Don't film a man going duty. My mother told me that when I was a boy, but it was a Polaroid.
Could change your life, Chip.
Yep. Yeah, my neighbor was taking a duty, and I was like... and it came out and he heard it, called the police, and he punched through the
room. Were you outside?
I was outside and I was like, shh, everybody be quiet. And he was pushing a log out and he heard it go. And he seen the flash go off and he punched me in the face through the screen.
Sitting there,
when you had to shake it, you probably felt the wind.
Yeah, I did. That's how they woke me up, shaking the duty photo. They're like, oh, you're going to jail, Chipperson. What were you saying, E-Rock?
No, I was just saying, when you take the photo and it goes out, those old cameras used to, if it was old, they would shoot the photo out before you could even grab it.
Yeah, the old Polaroids. They got the new ones now. These new Polaroids, they're small because they're supposed to be retro so you can have a tactile experience, these fucking internet pieces of garbage. And it's shit. The new Polaroids are shit.
I'm glad you don't like these internet people because on our show and stuff, we've always been vocal about how we don't like influencers and YouTubers and the life that they try to portray on there. You should be one of those people. You should show them how it's done. Be the anti-influencer and go out there and show them this is how you correctly do all of it.
I am an influential. I say that a lot. Like, I should be influencing everybody. I'm an influencer. You know, I just go out and take video of myself, influence people to laugh.
Okay. But you should have done it where they send you products.
Yeah, I asked for that, but what could they send me?
They send you makeup kits and clothing. Ooh. And depending what state you live in, like the pot and weed companies send you.
Fuck yeah, hold on a minute, right?
Send it right here.
You like pot, babe?
I mean, who doesn't?
Wait a minute, someone's doing drugs. Brian's doing drugs.
I am, Chip.
You are doing drugs.
Do you, I feel like Chip would have a natural immunity to nearly every virus, unlike Norton.
No, Norton doesn't have an immunity at all. I hope I do, because God knows he's put me at risk. God, oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, whatever I think of the things he's done, I'm lucky I don't weigh 71 pounds.
I mean, he has an immunity, because he should have had this stuff and been gone a long time ago, and he's still.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what he tells himself. Hey, what about that Joanne Nusachinski over there? She's always had an eye for Chipperson.
He has. You should have her on here and maybe go do their show.
I would love to, but they don't tape at a time. But I would love to have Joanne on. I hear, does she have a guy friend or something?
Yeah, but it's nothing serious like Christina's situation.
He's only a husband, right? Isn't she married?
Oh, she's not married. I don't think she's married.
Distanced date.
What, babe?
Maybe you can take her on a socially distanced date and see if there's any sparks between you.
Sparks will fly. That'd be nice. We'll call it a chemistry test.
They're going to commit an arson together on their first date.
Hell yeah.
What would you burn down, you and Joanne? Like, if you have a choice of, you know, say a nursing home or like an orphanage, sky's the limit.
I would probably burn down.
Don't say
sadness and poverty.
Oh, wow. That's very woke of you, Chip.
That's good. Yeah. And burn down a Columbus statue.
Set a marble statue on fire?
Yeah, I tried. Believe me, it's tough.
Yeah, it's almost flammable.
No, what's that?
How do you set it on fire? Like, what's your technique?
I put a couple leaves down by the base, and I set it on fire. And I started fucking screaming, down with Columbus.
Okay. What don't you like about Columbus? What do you hate about him?
Yeah.
He's from Ohio, ain't he? I don't like Ohio. The Ohio State Buckeyes lost a game one time, and Reggie got so mad he threw me through the fish tank.
Were there eels in the fish tank by any chance?
I couldn't see. All I do is I heard a crash of glass. I felt cool water. I got the stink eye from a fish, and then I passed out. I guess he lost some money gambling.
From a fish?
Yes, my head was going through. It's really weird what you see when your whole life flashes. The fish was like, what, Chipperson, what are you doing? And it was just done.
Was it one of those fishes on a plank that's like, give me back my filet of fish.
Those are fucking hilarious. The talking, it's the one thing that will make my ma laugh when her gout is acting up. I take the fish and the head turns and it goes like, whatever the fish will say. And my ma laughs and then I rub salve into her gout.
Yeah.
What's her gout from? Has she been eating too much shellfish or?
Yeah, my mother has a cloth bag of oysters that she likes to just dig into and eat by fucking flipped. And a lot of times they smell it there for 2 or 3 days. She keeps them.
Snacks on day-old oysters?
Yeah, she keeps them in a cloth bag by the sulfur. And she'll fucking.
With one of those paper chip clips right on top of it?
Yeah, well, she'll roll it a little bit and chip clip it, but they're not even in the fucking shells. She just scoops them in there in the kitchen and then just does that while she's watching her cereals.
She chip clips it?
Yeah, my mother, what she'll do is she'll take 35 or 40 oysters and she'll fucking scoop them out of the shells into a cloth knitting bag. And then she goes in and she watches reruns of General Hospital And she loves the Luke and Laura wedding. Believe me, I've walked in a lot of times when she was doing unspeakable things with a yam, watching that fella. And
you know why, Chip? Because they're an aphrodisiac. So if she's eating 30 to 40 oysters a day.
Right.
That's what it is. Yep. You know what's funny, too? Her feet get so sore that apparently Lamar is like a dominant, and he likes to whip my ma's toes. And when she's having a gout attack, he'll whip her toes, and she screams to high heaven.
Oh, in ecstasy, man, or in pain?
I can't tell. I can't tell. She's crying and she's laying there and her feet are cracked and bleeding. But I'll be damned if the fucking bottom of the sofa don't feel like it's a little damp.
What does he whip her with?
His belt. Oh. Calls her a naughty fat bitch.
Oh.
Should you respond to that?
What's that?
Friendly program.
Yeah, she does respond to that, but I can't repeat what she says because it is now taboo.
It's not cool anymore. She's like, Abner Louima me.
She says, fuck me, and I can't even finish what she says after that. It's very vulgar. She must have been in an altered state from her gout.
Can gout make you hallucinate? I wasn't aware of that.
I wasn't either, but I can't figure else why she would say that word. It's really not maybe nice.
She's not the woman that you think she is, Chip.
Bite your tongue. She's a marvelous woman.
She's a marvelous
saint on earth, my mother.
Rubenesque.
Rubenesque.
Have you seen your mother much during the quarantine?
I seen her a couple of times. She asked me to swing by Kroger's and pick her up a pint of coffee ice cream. She likes that, and she likes eating nuts, and I have to get her a bowl of salt, and she'll make the nuts wet and put them in the salt so they got even more salt on them.
Oh.
She likes a salted nut.
She does. Don't get fresh, you, because I know what you're thinking.
That's his mother.
Dirty girl. Let me ask you, Christina. I know you're wearing jean shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Are they like,
how do you know? Dukes? I'm sitting down.
Because I've seen you walk away to get your booze before.
What about the jeans?
Are they comfy?
They are comfy, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking hot.
How about you, Eric? There's no reason to take them off. Are you wearing jean shorts, Eric?
I am.
Yeah.
Daisy deep cuts, low rider. Yeah.
Can't say Dixie anymore, though. E-Rock, can't say Dixie. Uh-oh.
Can't say Dixie, can't say Chicks. Do not say Dixie Chicks.
No, not at all. Chicks Dixie, you probably just say. Chipperson, you always reverse it. But not a Dukes of Hazzard. They can't even show that because of the Confederate flag.
Yeah, they got to.
How do you feel about it, Chip?
You got to blur it out.
My mother don't like that flag at all. My mother don't like that flag, and neither do the friends that fix her floorboards. But it reminds me of a show that I wrote that all of a sudden got taken off. I had a cool show, and the car had Jeffrey Epstein's head on it. And they're like, we're not airing this.
Instead of the General Lee, they called it the Lolita Express.
Yeah, the General Lolita. So, E-Rock, what have you been tugging your prick to?
Not a whole lot, really.
Quarantine? Nothing? Wow.
No, I mean, no more than usual.
When you do you do it to like a Pornhub or to like, say, an old Mary Tyler Moore show?
Oh, there you go.
Fuck yeah. Oh, my God. One time I walked in, my mother was watching Mary Tyler Moore. And I'm like, Ma, what are you doing with that yam? And I seen on TV it was Gordon the Weatherman. I'm like, oh, Ma.
She's only human.
She's only human. She was a big John Amos fan.
Why do you think she prefers a yam over
the size? She always says the size is so unpredictable, Lyle. I'm like, Ma, I don't want to hear it.
Gotcha.
Is she a fan of those, like, around Thanksgiving, you see those gourds, those oddly misshapen gourds that would, like, give you a surprise, maybe?
Yeah, I found one in a closet. It was all stinky. Smelled like somebody rolled the gourd under an armpit. I had to fucking close pin my nose and throw it in the trash.
She puts it right as the centerpiece while you're eating dinner.
Yeah, I can't get the fucking little cranberry sauce. I would always put cranberry sauce by the stuffing, and I would try to be funny. I'll be like, "Ma, look, a bloody pussy," and she would slap me across the face.
Well, that is vulgar, Chip.
Yeah, I was trying to be shock value, Chipperson.
Like a shock jock.
Yeah,
we haven't seen that in some time.
Yeah, they're going away. It's a dying breed. E-Rock, you doing shocking things on your show?
Not too much. You know, that's been done, you know, and especially it's been done by the masters, and it's moved on from that.
You know, what are you talking about on your show?
We talk more about it used to be just getting outraged over minor inconveniences, but now that seems to be the norm. So we had to change focus, and it's just pretty much trying to talk about anything that's not politics, Corona, anything else that's going on in the news. We try to find something else.
What are you going to talk about tonight? Let's get a preview. I'll give you some thought starters.
Tonight, I think some of the things we're talking about is with the phases opening up in the Northeast here, that you're starting to be able to get back to things that you've missed during this time. I wanted to take it one step further and go back stuff from the past that you missed that doesn't exist anymore. One of them is going to video rental places. I miss going back to like Blockbuster or even the mom and pop stops, shops where you go in and just look and see what the rentals are. You didn't know have the internet, so whatever was on the shelf is what was new to you.
Would you have, and I know, just like me, right? When no one's looking, you sneak into the back room with the beads on.
Yep.
And they would always make that little noise, and you'd sneak back, and it opened a whole new world.
Yeah. You have to be careful because they have a camera back there with the monitor up front. So they
believe me. What you're doing. I know. Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm like, I thought I could do this while I was looking at the box. They're like, no, sir, you can't.
It's like you're testing it out. How do you know you're going to like it unless you give it a test run?
That's right.
Yeah, when you were a kid, what was your go-to genre? What was your go-to category when you went back there behind the beads?
I like Leslie's.
Oh, Leslie's are the best. You're right.
Girls licking each other down there in their privates.
Did you just like the action, or did you like the story that the older version
used to have? Oh, wow.
That was a lizard tongue.
I like right when they go right to the licking. Right there, the fucking lapping. Cuda lapping.
No bullshit, no workup.
No talking, bang. No nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your pizza.
You ever leave the tape in the VCR and then your mom finds it?
No, but God, I've found hers. Oh, that was a mistake. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. What's that?
What's her preference?
Yeah, what, rental or homemade?
I don't want to say. It was a rental. It looked like the Watts riots meet my 600-pound life.
That is niche.
Please tell me there was a series.
Yeah, volume 3.
There was a bunch of them. Yep, there was a bunch of them. And the woman looked like my mother, but it couldn't have been her. She was a marvelous woman.
No, it was not her.
Yeah, she wouldn't. Ma would never do that on film. Not with five people.
No,
not with five people. Oh no, she would never let them do that over her face.
Oh,
that means you had extra income coming in.
No, we didn't.
No.
No. No.
Did it for the love. If you're doing it for the love rather than the money,
you know, Chip. The Art. More the merrier.
Christina, you ever have a threesome?
No, I never did. I was pretty prude. As a human.
As a human.
But you do for a threesome.
Huh?
You do.
We broke up.
You do for a threesome. Yeah, you do.
I'm due for a threesome. Oh, yeah. Well.
If you approached hubby with that, you're like, hey, man, we're all going to.
I don't know if I handle it well, you know. I'm one of those possessive Sicilians. I'll just whack you.
Oh, you wouldn't like it. Yeah, see, I was going to throw myself in the mix, but it would probably drive you crazy if you saw me fucking him in the butt.
I wouldn't be able to handle seeing you fuck anybody, Chip.
Because one person inevitably feels left out, so if it was you, Chip, and your husband, and then you feel left out, that would
could
cause some problems.
Yeah,
I'd be in the corner making everybody a sandwich.
Yeah, you'd be there drinking more wine, seeing me over there railing his hiney, me and him going, what are we doing? This is not even what we're here for.
How did this happen?
So you have guests on your show, E-Rock? I want to know about your show.
We haven't had guests in a while. Usually, a lot of times when we do have people on, the audience doesn't really care for it. So,
oh, they don't like it. Who you had on that sucked? Who have you had on that sucked?
It's been a long time since we had. I'm trying to think. We used to get YouTubers. Like, we had Logan Paul on before his controversy came out with him shooting video in that death forest in Japan.
Oh yeah, I told him to do that. He called me, he goes, Chipper, I'm going to Japan. I'm like, dude, you want to fucking crack up? Go and film in the death forest. People are gonna go fucking nuts.
Oh wow. So you are an influencer. You influence the influencers.
Oh yeah, yeah. You should have seen the advice I gave Shane Dawson. I don't even want to share it. Trust me, I know you're kidding. Go ahead, it's funny. Do it.
The same advice that you told Christina about her cat.
What happened? Oh yeah.
Yeah, Shane allegedly had some interactions with his cat that he's denying.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What did he do with the cat?
It's been said all kinds of things. It's
on video or just in? Did he write about it?
That he was bragging about it or talking about it. Other people have come forward saying that he has said this to them.
Ew! What did he do?
Something involving his cat. I guess was having inappropriate relations with it, and then
wait, sensual?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's a good pussy.
Hold on, babe. I don't think anybody heard it, so let me slow that one down. Let's try to get a clean cut for post. All right. So apparently, Shane Dawson, Rock Hussein, did something to his pussy cat.
Apparently so.
Christina, you got anything to say about the pussy cat?
He likes a good pussy.
There you go. See, that brings it home. I set you up.
Perfect clip for Instagram.
I set you up nice on that one. So, yeah, I don't. Do you ever have Shane on your show?
No, never had Shane on the show. A lot of them, I don't want them on the show or anything like that. They're just annoying people. They're fake.
It would really. You should just have Chip. That's the only guest.
The king of clips should be on the show.
Oh, please. We'd break the internet. We'd break the internet with my TBS fame shooting through the roof. No one cares about any of those pieces of garbage on the show but me.
You know what, though, Chip? I do a specialty series called The Radio Inquisition, where I talk to famous names in radio about their history, their careers, and their lives. And we have a few coming up that I think the audience is really going to love, but we could always add another one. What if we did one, the Chip Chipperson story?
That is really chill. You know what? I got to, while we're talking, before I forget, we'll have to put it back in the show. I got to do a live read. I totally forgot.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Maybe you could text it to me. Hold on a minute. Let me see if I got it. I don't know if I fucking got it or not. I don't know. If I don't got it, you're going to have to text it to me. That's what I'm telling you. I'll just do it. Which one's it for? Text it to me. What do you want me to tell you? I'll do a throwback in the beginning of the thing. We'll leave this here. Whatever. I'll just do it now. You can leave this part. We'll put it earlier. Before we go, we're going to end soon. I know E-Rock's got his show to do.
Yeah.
Christina's running out of wine there. She's not.
No, I've still got about a half a bottle. I mean, I'm good to go.
Then you failed.
Boy, she is fucking loaded.
Listen, this is the internet. I got to pace myself.
Right? You know how you know she's loaded? Because she was shaking the bottle. Whenever somebody shakes the bottle, they're fucked up. She's like, I got half a bottle. She's fucking loaded. Fucking Foster Brooks. I love her.
E-Rock, don't you think that Chip would be kind of bulletproof as an influencer? Like, he goes in the suicide forest and films.
Yeah.
I'm not upset. He kicks his dog when he and thinks he cut it out of the video and he really didn't. I'm not upset.
No.
Chip can do no wrong.
No, he can go walking a dog in the park and blame an innocent man for harassing him when that wasn't the case at all. He'd get away with it.
Oh, I've done that many times. I'll call the police on people and just make up stuff so I can have their table in the park.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Oh, I've done that many times. Some fucking couples there making out on the fucking... Oh, yeah. I'll call it a drug deal. I saw
that in a parking lot the other day. These two were down each other's throats. It was like the last time they'd ever seen each other. Lowe's. I don't know what makes... Something about lumber, I think, that makes people go crazy.
Yeah, wood is sexy. Wood. I had a girl tell me that one time. Hey, guys, live read time. Okay. You remember the days when you could go all night long? I fucking can. Round two was a regular thing, and it was never a problem to stand at attention, if you know what I mean. Your pecker would work fine. Well, all things change. Maybe now you need a little boost because you're older and you're a limper. Maybe you're a limper. That's where our friends from Blue Chew come in. You can increase your performance and get the extra action going in bed with Blue Chew because right now you're turning into a dud. She's sick and tired of your stupid slug pecker and your excuses. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra. You can get your first shipment free when you use our promo code CHIP, C-H-I-P, CHIP. Use promo code CHIP. Take them anytime, day or night. Just take them even if you don't need sex. Just to make your pecker stand up in sweat trousers. Then you walk into a store. Let everybody see your helmet. I've done that many times. They're chewable. They work up to twice as fast as a pill. You can be ready whenever the opportunity arises.
Oh, wordplay.
Awesome. Wordplay, Yuma E-Rock, they go nuts for it. Time to head to the bedroom and, might I say, do a little fucking Blue Chew is the, the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. No more Dud Chipperson. No more Lyle the Limper. No more Oyster Pecker Chipperson. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't got to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a discreet package, so you can go, oh, thank you very much, Mr. Postman. It doesn't have like a limp pecker with a guy with a pistol in his head. Then people would know what it is. Made in the USA, and Blue Chew prepares and ships direct. They're cheaper than the pharmacy. No worries about leaving your house. Right now, we got a special deal. For our listeners, visit Blue Chew at CHEWBLUECHEW.com. Get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code CHIP, CHIP. Pay $5 for shipping. BLUECHEW.com. Promo code CHIP.
Down those like Popeye with spinach. Throw a couple in, your muscles show up out of the way, and you're ready to go.
Yep, that's a great point. It bulges. Let me ask you a question. You ever take one of these things?
Chip, let me tell you, I agree with you. Like, you pop one of these Blue Chews, and you just, even if you don't want to have sex, you just walk around your house, like, engorged and feeling like lord of all you survey. You're like more masculine than you've ever been.
Do you just slam it into the random countertops and cabinets?
There's nothing I don't whip.
Yeah, it makes a nice meaty sound. The only problem is...
Thud.
I was with this hot girl one time. I took a Blue Chew. Believe me, my pecker was fucking looking good. And I was just bouncing it on her chin, but she got mad because she's like, you got to stop saying boing, boing, boing. It's not turning me on. Not turning me on, Lyle.
Come up from behind and swing it like Captain Caveman and just clonk right in the head.
She loved it when I did that. I hit her on the back, but she had a bun on, and my pecker hit the thing that was in the bun, the bobby pin. I hit it on the back, and my pecker hit the bobby pin.
Oh, no.
Yeah, knocked a bobby pin out. Her hair was messy. My pecker went limp.
You're going to give her a concussion. You better be careful.
That's what I'm talking about, Mom.
I see Chip looking like Gregory Hines in History of the World Part 1, right? I don't know if that's too obscure for people to remember.
Oh, is that when she went, yes, yes, yes? Is that the
there
one?
You go. Madeline Kahn? Yeah, you got it, Chip.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'll take a Blue Chew. I'll put a little bottle cap on it, and I'll tap dance like Gregory Hines, too. Flap, tap, tap, tap. Flap, tap, flap. He could tap.
Like you're auditioning for White Knights.
This was fun. I enjoyed this podcast quite a bit. So we're going to backload the Blue Chew.
Chip, when are you back in New York? If you're down at Trump's, I'm guessing that's in Florida, right?
No, this is the New York one. I'm up living the life of Riley.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, Melania likes me. She's always like, Chippa, stay away from my friends now. Believe me, they fight over you. I said, nah, I get it. We laughed about it, you know.
You ever, since your house sitting there, do you ever go through their drawers and see what they have?
No, I tried one time, but they wound up finding out that I was going through the drawers. But all I did was take Mr. Trump's socks and I put them on my hands and I did a puppet show. But he goes, I watched your puppet show. There was a DT on your puppet. I know those were my socks. I was like, damn it, you're good. Listen.
It was great seeing you, Chip. Thank you.
It was great seeing you too, Iraq. I love you.
Thank you.
Did you have fun, Christina? Babe, I miss you.
Yeah, I really miss you. Yes, thank you for having me.
Okay. Are you going to remember this after it's done?
I think so. I mean, I'm only three glasses in. Come on.
Oh, she blacks out. She believe me, she calls me like fucking like the president and Frost Nixon, and then she doesn't remember what she said.
Drunk texting.
Oh yeah, we were sexting.
I remember an older episode where she was in a different room. There was like a dresser behind her.
And yeah, my bedroom.
She was having too much, and I think she fell over and knocked the internet off the connection. So she was gone for like 10 minutes.
She's an alcoholic.
It's only for quarantine. I told you. It's only for quarantine.
Well, what's everybody promoting? Brian Johnson, let's start with you. What are you promoting, my friend?
Oh, if I were to promote anything, I guess it would be patreon.com/tellemstevedave. We do videos and podcasts and all kinds of fun stuff. Merchandise.
And you're working on... Now, let me ask you, who ships your merchandise? I'm thinking about doing something. A Chippa safe. Like a 400-pound safe with my face on it.
Oh, wow, that's safe.
Everything we do is in-house, so we have people that... Like, we hire people to do it. Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah, because the fulfillment companies want a whole bunch of money, so we just do things ourselves. By ourselves, smart. I mean we hire somebody else.
Yeah, you just hire an independent person. What, do the orders go right to them?
Yep.
That's great. Maybe I'll do the same thing. We'll talk later. Okay. E-Rock, how about you? What do you promote? You got your fucking podcast with Brian. You got your radio show, the whole thing. What's going on?
Yeah, the show that Brian Johnson and I do called Would You Kindly. It's over at compoundmedia.com. You can subscribe there.
When can you hear it or see it?
Usually it's Thursdays at noon, but during quarantine it's kind of floated, so we record it whenever we can.
Okay.
But, come over there. Anthony's show is there, of course. He's the main reason for you to come. And then my other show is called It's Eric Nagel. Go to itsericnagel.com. You can get it wherever podcasts are found or from iHeartRadio.
All right. Christina, do you want to promote anything besides our eventual marriage?
Other than that, you know, you can just be my friend on Twitter and Instagram because I promote this cute little puppy.
Oh, and, he's also fucking cute.
Look out for the Hawks.
Marty.
How it would be fun, let's be honest, if a hawk flew in and grabbed Marty.
No.
Flew out the window with him. Oh, Marty would be so scared. How could you let this happen? You'd almost hear him bark that out the window.
So the hawk is in the house capturing Marty?
Oh, yeah. And a hawk flies right in. She's drunk. She thinks it's a pigeon. She don't know.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter, and then you know, just all of I'm promoting all of Chip Chipperson all the time.
Thank you, babe, and you look good, and love E-Rock and Brian too. Listen, you guys know how we close this show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, watch me on TBS if you want. Not that I need to promote it. My Patreon, whatevs.
Go to the TBS YouTube after Sunday. And go and click likes and positive likes for it and vote for Chip.
Yeah, that's what I say. But believe me, on Instagram, they're really beating up the other people. All the other comedians are getting Chippa-sen comments. It's almost unfair. Well, here we go.
Thanks for the business.
Hold on, baby. Your internet's crapping. Hold on. 5, 4. Foot. What'd you say?
I said the cream rises to the top.
Turning into Tron.
Cream rises to the top. Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chippy Kaye. For the muckers. Muckers.